speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Deals with the Passion of Christ. The movie that Mel Gibson, at least in part, was responsible for several years ago. And what it was an explanation from Hollywood standpoint. I want to go ahead and preface it with this. In regard to the life of Christ and more specific to the death of Christ. In this, we understand is that the Passion of Christ was produced by Mel Gibson and Hollywood. It introduces a lot in reference to Roman Catholicism. Mel Gibson, if memory serves me correct, he's Roman Catholic. So therefore, we would expect to find a lot of Roman Catholicism in regard to the things that are therein, if it is a religious movie, and it is. In that, we find one thing that really sticks out in my mind is the veneration of Mary, trying to claim that Mary is divine. In fact, I believe in parts of the movie, it tries to present Mary as being more divine than Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is right along with what Roman Catholics teach and right along with what they believe. In this, too, I believe that there are several angles in regard to the life of Christ and leading up to the crucifixion of Christ that are misrepresented. The New Testament Scripture, if one is going to do a portrayal through a movie, I wish that they would stick book, chapter, and verse. Because any time that the Scripture is misrepresented and people see this, and seeing is one of the senses, one of the ways in which people learn, whenever they see that, that's what sticks in their mind versus what the Scripture has to say. Yet at the same time, having said that there are a lot of negatives about The Passion of Christ, the movie, I do believe that it offers a pretty realistic picture concerning the suffering of our Lord and Savior. The scourging of the Lord, the mocking, the ridicule that the Lord went through, even the nailing Him to the cross, and the agony, the anguish that He went through during the time there at Golgotha, I do believe that it does a really good job about the portrayal of His suffering. Biblical considerations with reference to The Passion of Christ or any other movie, for that matter, from a religious standpoint. The Bible identifies to us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 and verse 2, is that we are to test or to try the spirits. And I do understand the immediate context of that in reference to false teachers. Yet, as we look at that, I believe that there would be a principle that would be applicable here, is that whenever things come out in our world today that is presented from a religious standpoint, it does us good to take a look at that and to consider, is it truth or is it false doctrine? The Passion of Christ is one of the most seen movies from a religious standpoint amongst our nation. In fact, it may even be worldwide. And therefore, I believe that as I personally have watched it, it has helped me to understand what the movie portrayed from an error standpoint as well as what is truth. And therefore, as I speak with individuals with reference to these matters, hence I'm able to speak from a more educated standpoint as to the movie and then to refute the things that are taught from a false point of view. In like figure, I believe that we are encouraged to observe people. The way in which you and I function amongst the world, we are not to be of the world, like the world, to participate in the ungodliness of the world, we are to refrain from those things, yet we are to be observers of people. Taking into consideration Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch, he observed what he was reading, right? Taking into consideration the Apostle Paul as he's there at Athens, he observed the people and the various gods that they were bowing down to. And therefore, I think that you and I would do well to observe what people have an interest in when it comes to religious movies such as this, that you and I then would that the door might be open and that you and I then would take advantage of the opportunity that God lays before us to teach them the truth. In like figure two, though, I want to point out is that God warns us about bidding God speed. We've got to be very careful with movies or other things that we might do or say, we do not want to give any indication at all that we would accept individuals who are not members of the Lord's true church. Why? Because God does not accept them. And therefore, since God does not accept them or embrace them, they're not in fellowship with them, hence you and I cannot try to give any suggestions that we would also, or that we would be.